Exclusive: Senator Mike Lee warns Evan McMullen would caucus with Democrats. By Hannah Blow on October 8, 2022. Evan McMullen, Senator Mike Lee's RUT challenger in this year's Senate race, voted for President Joe Biden and supports Democrat policies and would likely caucus with him, despite presenting himself as an independent. The Utah senator warned during an interview on Breitbart News Saturday. Lee spoke to Breitbart News Saturday about the emergence of third-party ads starting to expose some of the vile things McMullen has said about Republicans and the Republican Party, going as far as deeming them un-American, bigots, and racists. Lee noted that his own campaign ads have largely focused on the issues, not on McMullen. But he still has yet to touch down on most policy issues in his campaign. He's so busy falsely accusing me of being, you know, I don't know, a Putin ally and trying to overthrow Republican democracy in America and calling me a constitutional con man, he said, that McMullen cannot seem to find time to discuss actual policy. The press loves it. The local media loves this guy. They never asked him any hard questions. They read pieces about him every single day, he said, explaining that the third-party ads exposing McMullen's true thoughts about Republicans triggered the so-called independent into meltdown. Meanwhile, Lee said, voters in Utah are concerned about issues. Namely, inflation. As I travel the state from one end to the other, there are three issues that come up. The first one is inflation. The second one is inflation, and so was the third, he said. Inflation is wreaking absolute havoc in Utah, as it is in many places, the senator explained, adding that it is worse here than it is in many areas of the country. The average Utah family, average Utah household, incurred an additional $925 a month every single month in their basic monthly household expenses since the day Joe Biden took office. That's a big problem. And you know, there are not many people, at any point along the economic spectrum, there are not that many people, certainly in my state, who can afford to just lose an additional $1,000 a month. And remember, Evan McMullen voted for Joe Biden. He campaigned for Joe Biden. He's praised everything Joe Biden has done and he ever talks about. And he's criticized everything Republicans have done, Lee said, reminding listeners that McMullen is on the left side. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Senator Mike Lee, RUT, October 8, 2022. He has, in the meantime, become the Democratic candidate in this race. He's endorsed by the Utah Democratic Party. So even though he calls himself an independent, calling yourself that doesn't make you that if, in fact, you're the Democrats' guy, Lee said, warning that McMullen is trying to play coy with voters. Right out of the gate, McMullen was most insistent on the fact that he would not under any circumstances caucus with Republicans, Lee said, explaining that he has boxed himself into a corner and would not really be able to exist as a freestanding senator. Lee warned that if McMullen wins, he would end up caucusing with the Democrats. He courted, sought after, and obtained the endorsement of the Democratic Party. He did that by embracing Democratic principles, by expressing broad, vague support for what appears to be H.R. 1, among many other liberal Democratic policies. Remember the bill that would make it illegal for states to have voter integrity laws, and that would basically lead to the registration of millions of illegal aliens in the voter registration files? So having campaigned for and obtained the Democratic endorsement, raised millions of dollars on Act Blue from Democratic donors nationwide, voted and campaigned for Joe Biden, there's no planet in which, if elected to the Senate, Evan McMullen wouldn't caucus with the Democrats, Lee added, emphasizing during the interview that McMullen would jeopardize Republicans gaining a majority in the Senate. And with Democrats remaining in power, crime will run rampant even further. That will be the result, and there's so much at stake in this election. This election cycle, Lee said, noting that the liberal media establishment in Utah love Evan McMullen. They're reading only puff pieces about him. They never asked him any tough questions or even policy questions, he said. They also publish polls showing it to be really close. What that does is that brings in more money, more fundraising opportunities for Evan McMullen to raise millions of dollars on Act Blue and bring it to Utah. A state with one TV media market, relatively inexpensive as an investment for Chuck Schumer and his ilk. And so that's why these things can become their own problem. And if we're not careful, they will win, He warning again that Utah tragically turned into a battleground state this year. "I can really use your support. People have thought for a long time Utah is safe, and usually it's a lot safer than this time. This time, it's not," he said, urging Americans to help get a Republican majority to keep Joe Biden under control.